As thousands of 12 and 13-year-old girls and boys across the country are confirmed over the next few weeks here, millions of girls the same age around the world are facing rites of passage of a very different kind. They'll be circumcised, a practice known as female genital mutilation, or FGM. I've been to Kenya, where FGM is now illegal, and where Irish Aid money is helping Kenyan women to make sure future generations of young girls are not cut. In Congolai, deep in the western countryside, where up to 90% of girls undergo FGM, Jenna and First Maria told me what happened to them.
I'm Maria. When I was young, 12 years old, I went through circumcision. I thought it was something that was a must for any girl to go through. It was like the culture. It was very painful, but we were taught to be courageous. Yes, I was cut. I bleeded. Then they got an old man who did some rituals. And they slaughtered a goat. It is believed that after doing those rituals is when the bleeding stopped. But it was very painful and I bleeded a lot.
FGM is barbaric. The girls' mothers will bring them to elderly women, sometimes even their own grandmothers. A tiny opening is left.
They didn't explain to me why this was happening, but the only thing they told me is your mother was circumcised, your grandmother was circumcised, your great-grandmothers were circumcised, so it is a culture. Unless you go through FGM is when you will be married off.
Were you shocked at what they did to you?
I was frightened. I knew it was very painful, but they kept telling me that I need to be courageous. I don't need to blink my eyes because I'm not supposed to shame my family. So I had to endure it. If I would scream, no one would marry me because they will see that I cannot endure pain.
Why do or why did men prefer women who had been cut?
The man finds it satisfying, but for a lady it's painful. It is a scar. It's not expanding.
Cut and then married off, usually to much older men, their young bodies then go through childbirth, a process which further damages them because of FGM.
Immediately after 13 years, I was married off. It was a forced marriage. It's not something she accepted, but it's something that the parents arranged for. Because they knew once she's circumcised, suitors were coming. Men would come and they would want to look at the beautiful one and they would say, it's that one and I'm offering this much. And they were competing for dowry. So the highest bidder, the one who'd come with many livestock, would be given off, even if it's somebody she didn't know. It was hurting in my heart, but I couldn't do much. Then immediately I was married off at a younger age. I conceived. Because the type of FGM that is practiced in my communities where the baby should come out of was very tight. The complications that I developed, the child eventually died. I had to stay in hospital for 3 months. But I didn't conceive again. My husband, when he realized that I was not giving birth, he chased me away. He didn't want me. I just became a wanderer. I started moving from one relative's home until I came to this place.
3 years ago, Kenya got a new constitution. It made FGM and child marriage illegal. But here in West Pokot, 2 hours by jeep off the roads and facing another drought, young girls are still being cut and married. Around 500 kilometres away in the capital Nairobi, the Commission for National Gender Equality is meant to ensure the new laws are kept. Donna Mukera Anyona works for the head of commission.
It is hard because, first of all, in those rural areas, most of the population there are not educated. Cultures of these places where women drop out of school at a very young age or don't even go to school. So enforcing these laws and ensuring that people adhere to them is hard because even the women themselves do not know their rights. They have no idea that it exists. In the rural setting, it's a challenge.
And ordinary Kenyan women are taking up that challenge themselves. trained by charities like ActionAid with Irish funding, Maria and Jenna are telling women about the law, their rights and the consequences.
I tell them that this is not good and it has affected me. If you are looking at me the way I am, I encourage them not to do it and I speak against it.
Your girls who haven't been caught, who haven't been circumcised, how were they treated by other girls? Were they treated as being different?
They mocked her. They kept on telling her that, why are you adopting Western life, the Muzungu's life? You should stay like the community. They should be circumcised so that they can be married off. For now, it is changing because my girls have been married off. All of them have husbands. And now the communities have realized that it can happen. A girl who has not gone through FGM can be married off and they can have children just like theirs.
Can you see a time when there will be no more cutting?
I believe it's coming to end because even from areas that we've reached out, it's being eradicated. So if we can spread to the other areas and the government does their part, it will be eradicated.
By the end of last year, 27% of Kenyan women had been cut, but the numbers are falling. And as importantly, some cutters and parents are being convicted. In schools like Chemeku Primary, another hour from Congolai off-road into the countryside here, teenage girls like Tekla, Sharon and Emma are being encouraged not to cut and to stay at school.
They send the girls to go and circumcise to marry, but us, when we are educated, we shall have to inherit that our parents' property.
None of you have had FGM? Lots of girls in Kenya your age are already married. Would any of you like to be married now?
We are supposed to go to school first. After finishing school, then you're going off for that.
Because you are not enough matured.
But lots of girls before would get married very young. Can you understand why they would do that?
They want to get more children, and their parents were harsh for them to marry, to get animals and other things to improve their standards.
Why do boys or men want girls who have had FGM?
Because they say that that who have not been circumcised is not mature.
Yes.
What do you want to do after school?
Like me, Emma, I would like to be a doctor.
I want to be a teacher.
A teacher?
I want to be an engineer when I finish my school.
More from Kenya tomorrow, and there's more detail, including pictures and more interviews, on the RTE News website, rte.ie/news.